This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We begin by praising Allah Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, the All-Powerful, and we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the fountainhead of kindness, of compassion, of care, of love in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon him, his family members, his companions, and every single individual who embraces the prophetic teachings with ikhlas, with sincerity, until the end of time. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, sisters, because perhaps they will listen to the recording later on, inshallah, I start off by reminding myself and then all of you all gathered here for Salatul Jum'ah to adopt a life of taqwa, and that is to be conscious of Allah, conscious of your Maker. And you must do this during every single second of your lives, O believers, O my congregation, if you wish to attain victory and success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. The topic for my sermon today is a true love story. The topic for my sermon today, a true love story. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he reports, hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumallah. It is an authentic hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Messenger is reported to have said, none of you have truly brought in Iman. In other words, none of you have completed your Iman until I, the Messenger says this, until I am more beloved to that individual than his own children, his own father, and all of mankind. All of mankind. We have another narration. Abdullah ibn Hisham radiallahu anhu, he reports, we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was holding the hand of Umar radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding the hand of Umar radiallahu anhu. Now Umar radiallahu anhu then says to the Messenger, O Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than anyone, than everything except for myself, but myself. Now this in and of itself is a powerful statement, yes. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that juncture now goes on to educate Umar radiallahu an. La walladhi nafsi biyadih. No, by the one in whose hand is my soul, until I am more beloved to you, O Umar, than your own self. I need to be more beloved unto you than your own self. Umar radiallahu anhu, without flinching, not even batting an eyelid, he immediately goes on to correct himself and he says, if that is the case, O Messenger of Allah, indeed, I swear, wallahi, if that is the case, I swear by Allah that you are more beloved to me now than my own self. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, al-ana ya Umar. Now you are right, O Umar. Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. So when you look at the commentary, when you look at the explanations of this hadith, my dear brothers in Islam, you understand that loving yourself, loving oneself is natural. It is known in the Arabic language as hubbut tabi'i. It is a natural instinct, a natural love. In other words, if we are sane, okay, upon a stable mental state, we would not want to hurt ourselves. We would not throw ourselves into destruction. We would not take our own lives. Why? Because we love ourselves. We love ourselves. We value our lives. We value ourselves. So that is a naturally ingrained love, hardwired into us. On the other hand, choosing to love someone else, this is not hub tabi'i. It is hub ikhtiyari. It is a love by choice. A love by choice. And this love by choice comes about due to certain reasons, due to external factors, due to precursors. For example, when a man and a woman get married, they choose to love one another. It is not as if they were born ingrained with the love towards one another. No, by perhaps one another's good character, by perhaps the way one another carry themselves, by perhaps the way one another looks, and so on and so forth. There are a number of reasons as to why this love would come in. This optional love, where you choose to love someone else. You admire that person, you respect that person, and you start loving that person. You choose to love that person. But loving yourself is a natural love. So, Umar radiallahu anhu, at the initial stage, he had taken on the optional love, where he chose to love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet corrects him by saying, Ya Umar, hub ikhtiyari, the optional love is fine. But what I require from you is the naturally hardwired, ingrained love within you, where you have to love me more than even yourself. My dear brothers in Islam, this is a asl min usul al-iman. This is a pillar from the pillars of iman to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to hate the Messenger, may Allah protect us, to hate the Messenger, it is a nullifier from the nullifiers of iman. It will nullify your iman if you do not love the Messenger, if you choose to hate the Messenger. And the primary proof for that is the hadith that I shared with you at the beginning, that none of you have truly brought in iman until you love the Messenger more than your own children, more than your own parents, more than your spouse, more than every single human being, more than the entirety of mankind, even more than your own self. You have to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, what is the definition of loving the Messenger of Allah? You see, before getting into sufficing yourself with the life of the Messenger, before you get into following the Messenger, before all of that, it starts off with inclining your heart towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Turn your heart towards him. Incline your heart towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We live in a world where people are being swept away with love and admiration for all kinds of people, for all kinds of personalities. Today, all it takes is for something to go viral, for someone to become quote-unquote an influencer, and people don't hesitate. They follow in the hundreds, in the thousands, in the millions. Whilst in all honesty, if you really look at it, it's so superficial. There's really nothing to admire. There's really nothing to look up to in comparison to the role model that we are supposed to be looking up to. The role model that we are supposed to be loving with every fiber of our beings, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to instill this love, my dear brothers, you have to look towards the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of the companions, the ones who lived with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim to love him, yes, but they lived with him day in and day out. They lived with him, they saw him, they sat by him, they held his hands. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I have two stories. I don't have much time, so I have to share them with you, inshallah. The first story is of a companion. His name was Sawad radiallahu anhu. Now this incident is recorded by Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. It is also recorded by Ibn Hisham. in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one day, it was, if I'm not mistaken, during the battle, during the day of Badr, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was arranging the rows. I want you all to listen attentively. He was arranging the rows. This is for battle, by the way, not for prayer, for battle. And what happens? The messenger had a stick with him. And he, being the leader, he being the imam, he being the commander, he is now walking, straightening the rows. And here you see how important discipline is, how important orderliness is, how important being organized is. So the Prophet is now straightening the rows. There was this companion, Sawad radiallahu anhu. And you have to understand, it is not any ordinary day. It is Badr. The Sahaba knew this was a powerful day. Subhanallah, you are about to go into battle. You may not come alive. So Sawad radiallahu anhu, he is seeing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam approaching. He knows what to do. Intentionally, what he does is he comes forward a bit. So now he's off alignment. Intentionally, he's off alignment with the row. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now coming. Istawu. You know what the Imam says? You would have heard me saying before prayer, as we stand for prayer. Istawu means straighten your rows. Now the Prophet, hawk-eyed, he spots Sawad radiallahu anhu off alignment. He goes up to Sawad. He had the stick in his hand. He gently taps him on his upper body, chest or stomach. Ya Sawad. Istawu. Straighten your rows. Stand in alignment. No sooner this stick that the Prophet had in his hand touched the body of Sawad radiallahu anhu, he screams out, Ya Rasulallah, awja'atni. You have hurt me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at him perplexed, a warrior standing here, mere touch of a stick, and he's saying, you've hurt me. The Sahaba around were also baffled. They looked at Sawad, what's up, Sawad? What's going on? Sawad says, Ya Rasulallah, you are the most just, you are the most fair. You have hurt me, now I wish to retaliate. I want to seek vengeance. Now the Sahaba were taken aback. Some of them were astounded. They look at Sawad. Initially it was, you know, they were looking at him in a light-hearted way. But now they're looking at him, what's wrong with this individual? This is such a crucial day, and he wants to exact vengeance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So some of the Sahaba were disturbed. The Prophet calms them all down, and he says, Sawad is right. If I have hurt him, he reserves the right to do the same unto me. So the Prophet now hands over the stick to Sawad radiallahu anhu and says, Ya Sawad, exact your retribution from me. It was emotional. Sawad radiallahu anhu, tears glistening now on his eyes. He takes the stick of the messenger and he looks at the Prophet and he says, Ya Rasulallah, as you can see, I am bare-bodied. My upper body is exposed. You are wearing your armor. If it is to be fair and just, you have to shed your armor. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calmly, look at the leadership. Look at the humbleness. Look at the attitude. He did not scorn him. He did not push him away. He removes his armor one by one and exposes his blessed upper body. No sooner his body was exposed, Sawad radiallahu anhu respectfully keeps the stick of the messenger on the ground. He rushes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He hugs him and he starts to kiss the body of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The messenger is surprised. He says, Ya Sawad, why? What is this? And Sawad says, Ya Rasulallah, I don't know whether I will come alive after this day, after this battle. I wanted my skin to touch your skin the last. I wanted this kiss on your blessed skin, on your blessed body to be the last. Ya Rasulallah, I love you, Ya Rasulallah. This is the love that the Sahaba had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very quickly, Bilal radiallahu anhu, after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can't bear it. He can't bear the crushing weight. He leaves Medina. He goes to Damascus after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is in Damascus. Now the messenger has passed away. One day he sees a dream. In the dream, the Prophet says, "Ya Bilal, what is this? Ma hadhihi al-jafa? What is this foolishness? Why are you not coming and visiting me?" So no sooner Bilal radiallahu anhu sees this dream, he wakes up. He wakes up and he thinks, "Ya Rasulullah, he's calling me." And he now sets off to Medina. He goes to Medina. As he's entering Medina, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu welcomes him. "Ya Bilal." He hugs him and he requests, "Ya Bilal, please call out the adhan for us." Bilal radiallahu anhu says, "I can't. I can't bear the memories of the messenger. I don't think I will be able to call out the adhan." He goes a little bit forward. Umar radiallahu anhu makes the same request. Bilal radiallahu anhu refuses. He goes forward. The grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, they come running to him, and as he embraces them, the little children, as he embraces them, he gets the smell of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's overwhelmed. He breaks down in tears. And then they say, "Ya Bilal, call out the adhan for us." He cannot say no to the grandchildren of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes now to the place where he used to call out the adhan from the minbar, from the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stands and now he calls out the adhan. "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." He calls out the adhan. The people of Medina, they all come rushing out. It is Bilal calling out the adhan. Glad tidings, the messenger has come back sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come back. The men, the women, they all rush to the streets of Medina, making their way, flocking towards the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bilal radiallahu anhu continues, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." He continues the adhan, so beautiful, so melodious. They all remembering the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a joyous day. He goes on, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." He's able to hold his composure. Now he comes to, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." He breaks down. He breaks down. He's not able to continue. He's weeping, he's sobbing. Why? Because a true love story, my dear brothers in Islam, the love, his heart is aching. He cannot contain himself. It is grief washing over him. He crumbles, he breaks down, and he comes down. And then all the people who had flocked realize, "Oh, the messenger is not with us. The messenger is not with us." The narrator says, after the day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, this was the second gloomiest, darkest, and most saddest of days in Medina. They were filled with so much of grief. Why? Because they loved the messenger so much. My dear brothers in Islam, as I conclude, in the few minutes that I have with you all, I want to instill, let this be a stepping stone to nurture. Let the flames of love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam burn bright. Study the seerah, implement the sunnah, draw closer and closer to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the world moves away, let us move closer. Let us embrace the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not for the sake of following a trend or a fad. Let us truly embrace his lifestyle, his teachings. Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. May my mother, my father, and myself be ransomed and sacrificed for him. With that, I conclude the sermon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleave, open our hearts, and fill our hearts with true and piercing love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May he fill our hearts with admiration towards Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May he fill our hearts with the desire to follow the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May he forgive us of our sins. May he accept our good deeds. And just as how he united us here in this masjid, may he unite us in the gardens of Jannah, in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And may he bless us all to drink at the hawd, at the fountain, through the blessed hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.